My project is to understand how promoter architecture controls yeast-RNA polymerase II transcription initiation, or more specifically, why any individual transcription start site is used. As shown in panel 1, POR2 initiation in yeast proceeds by a proposed promoter scanning mechanism, where the pre-initiation complex, including POR2, assembles upstream of an initiation zone and then scans downstream to select the appropriate start site to initiate the transcription. Multiple factors have been suggested to control the start site selection step, such as POR2 start site sequence preference or the distance between the POR2 assembling position and the start site. However, previous studies examining existing gene promoters in vivo are subject to the bias and contact limitation in those promoters. One example is shown in panel 3. Therefore, as shown in panel 2, I have systematically designed promoter variant libraries regarding to different architectures to individually study those features under controlled conditions. Panels 3 to 6 show the background and the major result from my POR2 sequence preference libraries. Those libraries have a 9 base pair randomized start site region with almost all possible DNA context, so that they allow us to determine the spectrum of the initiation site efficiencies. As shown in panel 4, POR2 shows a strong preference for an adenine at the -A position relative to the actual initiating site, and a CA motif is preferred for the actual initiating site and the immediate upstream position. Further, as shown in panel 5, you can see that POR2 shows distinct sequence preference at positions around the start site, and some of those positions even have some interaction with each other. Moreover, as shown in panel 6, same libraries have been constructed into both wild-type POR2 and different POR2 catalytic mutants, which allow us to study how those mutations in POR2 active site affect the start site selection. And the result suggests that for POR2 mutant change the overall efficiency for all motifs, but an adenine at the -A position may compensate for the POR2 active site effect, potentially because of the function of the -A position during the start site selection. So by combining those data from different libraries, my goal is to quantitatively model and predict POR2 initiation output for any particular promoter. Thank you.